RTL Original Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Show Tunes, the podcast where we take a deep dive into the unforgettable theme songs from your favourite TV shows. I'm your host, Stephen Stepslow, and today we're taking a sun-soaked trip down memory lane to explore the theme song of one of the most iconic shows of the 90s, Baywatch. You know the one, featuring slow motion runs on the beach, lifeguards saving the day, and of course, that unforgettable tune. But let's be honest, it was mainly about the slow-mo.
Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light. Some people need to help somebody when the air just surrenders inside. Don't you worry, it's gonna be alright.
Today we're going to uncover how the Baywatch theme was written and what makes it so effective. And we'll probably share some maybe fun facts and stories behind the song that you might not know. So grab your sunscreen, your red shorts, put on your shades, and let's dive in. First, let's talk about Baywatch itself. Premiering in 1989, the show quickly became a global sensation. It's known for its beautiful beach setting, the heroism of the lifeguards, and launched the careers of its main cast members. But no matter where you were in the world, if you heard that theme song and the opening drum roll, you knew exactly what you were in for. The theme song itself is called I'm Always Here, written and performed by Jimmy Jameson, a rock singer best known for his work with the band Survivor. Yep, that Survivor. Eye of the Tiger, Burning Heart, that Survivor. Now, here's something interesting, or not, depending on your seated position at this juncture. This anthem almost didn't exist at all. Initially, Baywatch was going to have a much more conventional instrumental score. Boring. But producer Gregory J. Bonan had a vision for the show, and he wanted a song that would convey the hope, the excitement, and adventure of being a lifeguard. The choice to go for a vocal theme song with a strong emotional pull was a bold one. And, well, it worked. Now look, I'm biased. I've worked as a lifeguard for many, many years, and Baywatch was the main reason. Unfortunately, I've never fought an octopus or leapt from a speedboat to beat up some baddies. I have had to clean out toilets and pick pubic hair from drains. They didn't show David Hasselhoff or Erika Eleniak doing that though, did they? No siree. After those drums, the song starts with the opening lyrics, "Some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light." And this is set against the golden sands and the shimmering seas, and it looked, sounded, and felt so freaking cool that it was about all you could do to not head out to the ocean and dive right in. However, again, in my case, with a beach on the River Severn estuary, you'd get hypothermia, a view of Hinkley Point Power Station, and maybe a condom stuck on your head. Lovely. Point is, Baywatch simply oozed cool. But how did Jameson get involved with this project? Well, he was brought in to record the song after producers initially struggled with finding the right fit. There were discussions about various styles and artists, but Jameson's powerful vocals and experience with epic rock ballads made him the perfect choice. Now, here's an interesting tidbit. I'm Always Here wasn't just a theme for the show. It became somewhat of a personal anthem for the characters, especially the lead lifeguard, Mitch Buchanan, played by David Hasselhoff, whose chest hair has made her suit men proud for decades. Now, let's talk about why the theme is so memorable. Aside from Jameson's voice, the lyrics and the music were carefully crafted to sucker you into flying to the States and becoming a pectorally proficient lifeguard, as up until now, you had home and away. And we all know that Australia has loads of creatures and critters that want to eat, sting, bite, or mate with you. So it was the safer bet, really. It isn't just a pop song that fits into a moment, 3 minutes and change, if you must know. It's a song that lives beyond the series, which is just as well, as the show has dated just a touch.
I'll be ready.
It was perfect for montages too. With the ocean breeze and golden sun setting on the horizon, it fitted action shots and wistful stares into the middle distance. But what really makes I'm Always Here stand out, aside from the music and lyrics, is the timing of its debut. Baywatch hit at the height of the 1990s, when shows with an upbeat iconic theme were all the rage. But unlike some of its peers, Baywatch really captured the spirit of the 90s. Apparently that was fun, freedom, and the optimism of sunny days ahead. Very different to what we're staring at right now. It also helped that Baywatch was essentially a global hit, with people tuning in from all over the world. We run repeats on RTL, dubbed into Letzebursch. No, really, we do. One amusing story from the show's production. When Baywatch first aired, its theme song was so popular that it got a few unique remixes. And believe it or not, Jimmy Jameson himself performed it live at several events, including a famous Baywatch reunion in the late 2000s. Fans would shout, play the song, and Jameson would belt it out, recreating that beachside feeling, except for sand in your shoes and other hard-to-reach places. My oh my, the chafing. David Hasselhoff himself once said that when he first heard the song, he thought it sounded too epic for a TV show. But, as he later admitted, I'm Always Here became so entwined with the identity of Baywatch that it almost felt like it was written just for him, and the iconic image of lifeguards saving lives. I mean, aside from the Berlin Wall quotes, does it get any more full Hoff than that? Well, there you have it. I'm Always Here, the unforgettable theme from Baywatch. It's a song that encapsulated everything the show stood for. Action, adventure, and the idea of always being there for those in need. It's a near-perfect example of how a theme song can shape the identity of a show and stay in the hearts of fans for decades after. I'm off to perfect my slow-mo running. I'm just as wobbly as some of the stars, just not in the same places. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Show Tunes. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Drop us a star rating and a review. And next time, we'll dive into another iconic TV theme that helped define an era.
Every moment, RTL.